Lord, we want to thank you that you are a good and faithful God.
主啊，我们要感谢您，那是一位良善的信实的神。
And we thank you for those who went into the neighborhood with the gospel today. Lord, bless those who were handing out the literature and bless those who received it, we pray.
主啊，我们也感谢那些今天早晨出去呢，就是爱把教会那些资料发给我们邻居的人，求您赐福给那些分发资料的人，也赐福那些接受资料的人。
Your promise is that your word will not return to you empty.
对您的对我们的应许说是您的话呢，它不会有空洞的回报。And
so we look for blessing as a result of the literature handed out today.
所以呢，我们也祈求您的，就是说赐福给那些今天我们发出去的那些宣传资料。And
Lord, we probably will do the same thing next week. We just pray that the blessing of God will be there as well. We're asking you to bless our DVBS and the assembly and save soul.
主要我们大概呢，下个星期还要这么做一次，所以呢，求您的赐福给我们的教会，赐福给那个DVBS，让我们呢，一起求您的拯救更多的灵魂。
But Lord, tonight we're looking forward to the blessing of God on the Word of God. We pray that you will teach us the things that we need to know tonight.
所以呢，我们要转向的神的话，神的话呢，就是我们也想得到神的话的赐福，所以祈求你今天晚上呢，教导我们，我们应该理解的。
Help us to understand, and then Lord, help us to follow, help us to be successful in our Christian life.
最主要求您呢，帮助我们去理解，帮助我们去跟从，帮助我们在我们基督徒的人生里呢，成功。
So we're asking all these things now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Very good. Well, good to see all of you this evening, especially good to see Ivy's mother here tonight.
很高兴看到大家，特别的是看到艾薇的妈妈。你好，艾薇妈妈。
We've been studying in the book of Ephesians. So take your Bibles and turn to Ephesians chapter 5. No, Ephesians chapter 6.
我们一直在学习那以弗所书，所以大家跟我一起翻到以弗所书第六章。
And as we've been following through the book of Ephesians, we've noted that the first thing is that the Lord have does a deep work in each of our hearts.
所以呢，我们就是说，在前面的几章里学习的时候呢，就是说是看那主在我们每个人的内心的深处做工。
And then that he fits us into his assembly in such a way as we can grow with brothers and sisters.
然后呢，把我们呢放到那个在那个就是说是教会里，然后呢这样呢，我们可以大家呢就一起成长。
And then we have to grow in the larger family of life, in our own families, but also we have to grow in relation to others in the world.
然后呢，我们就是说是要在一个更大的家庭里呢开始去成长，因为我们要在自己的家庭成长呢，也要在那个整个世界这样的家庭里成长。
And then when we get to chapter 6, we find that we've got to be strong enough to wage effective warfare in the work of God.
在第六章里，我们发现了我们自己呢要具有足够的强大呢，就是在神呢，在我们为神征战的时候，我们要强壮。
So we're going to pick up our reading now in chapter 6 and verse number 10.
我们今天要开始学习是以弗所书第六章的第十节开始。It
says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
有的是说我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主依赖他的大能大力做刚强的人。It's
interesting. The Christians have a responsibility to be strong.
这个非常有意思呢，基督徒呢，他有责任要强大。
But truth be told, most of us became Christians because we knew we were not strong.
因为呢，我们就是说，也这个事实是我们很多呢，成为呢基督徒的人呢，他们并不刚强。
I trusted the Lord as my Savior because I knew I needed His help. I wasn't going to make it through life without His help.
因为我相信主那位我的救主呢，因为我知道呢，我需要他的帮助。没有他的帮助的话呢，我呢，人生呢没办法过。
But we get to the point in life where our responsibility is to be strong, and so from weakness to strength, how do you do that?
因为我们呢要到这样一个点上，到一个点上呢以后呢，我们要从我们的软弱变得刚强。那么说，我们怎样做得到呢？
And so, in order to be strong in chapter 6, we've got to be obedient to the truth of chapters 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
因为我们如果要在第六章里呢感到刚强的话呢，变得刚强，所以呢，我们就要去遵循从那个一章、二章、三章、四章、五章里面的真理。
And just as little children grow up to be strong men and women, so young Christians can grow up to be strong Christians.
也就像一个小孩子们，他们长大以后要成为刚强的男人、女人一样，那么是基督徒呢？他长大成长以后呢，也要变得刚强。
But the only way that can happen is for us to be obedient to the truth that He's given us earlier in this book.
因为唯一的我们能够做得到的这种方式呢，就是说是去顺服神在一到五章里赐给我们的真理。
So it doesn't say we should be strong in our own strength, but we are to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. That's the only place our strength would lie.
这个呢，并不是说告诉我们说要靠我们自己去刚强，因为呢，我们要刚强呢，唯一的那个是在主里的刚强，要依赖他的大能大力。
Now let me just remind you that we're all welcome this evening. We're studying in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 11 is what we're going to move on to now.
那就是说要提醒一下大家呢，就是说我们欢迎所有的今天加入我们的，就是说现在呢，我们是在学习以弗所书第六章的，我们马上要读的第十一节，以弗所书六章十一节。
So the question is, how do you get this strength? Answer, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
这个里面呢，就是说是问题是你怎样呢变得得到这所有的这些力量呢？那么是答案在第十一节，你要穿戴神全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Now this is getting to be pretty hard and pretty complex because our strength has got to be standing against the devil. And frankly, we don't know much about him.
所以呢，现在呢，就是说这里已经变得呢，就是说是非常的，就是说是也挺奇怪，非常的我们要变得强壮的，因为我们要对付的那个就是敌人是魔鬼，但是我们对他呢了解不多。
We do know he's a liar. We do know he's a destroyer. And we also know that he is very powerful, very subtle.
我们知道他是个撒谎的，我们也知道呢，他是一个毁灭者。同样呢，我们知道呢，他是一个非常的有强大力量的一个东西。
So a little bit more about him in verse 12.
第十二节讲了更多的关于他。
It says, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. That's other human beings.
也就是说呢，因为我们并不是与属血气的征战。
But we wrestle against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places.
乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Now these principalities, powers, these rulers of the darkness of this age, they are the forces that were allied from the devil against the people of God going way back in the Old Testament.
这个年龄的执政的掌权的管辖着幽暗世界的，他就是从那个魔鬼那里来的那样的力量和势力，直从那个旧约以来一直是反对那个，就是说神的子民的。
So you remember that the devil was against Eve in the garden in the person of the snake.
你们也知道呢，就是说是啊，魔鬼呢在那个伊甸园里的时候呢，他呢就是对抗那个夏娃和那个亚当，就是说当他是个古蛇的时候。
The devil was against Elijah in the person of Ahab and his terrible wife Jezebel.
因为当时呢，魔鬼呢，他针对以利亚，是通过呢亚哈王和他的妻子那个耶洗别，邪恶的耶洗别针对他的。
The devil was against Job in a terrible way when he destroyed Job, all his wealth, all his family, and his health.
因为这个呢，当时的魔鬼呢，他是在针对约伯，约伯呢，当时针对约伯所有的财富，所有的那些，他的那个就是孩子们。
Now, these are just three of the examples of the role of the devil in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, the devil is fighting not just against Job and Eve and others, he's fighting against every single one of us.
这个呢，就说是在那个旧约里，就是说是三个例子，三个例子，魔鬼呢，他呢针对反对人的神的子民的。那么说呢，在新约里呢，他是针对我们每一个那个信主的人的。
So given that, we have this big need to make sure that we stand in these difficult days because he is a crafty enemy.
你这个里面呢，就是这样的，就是确认了我们在这个时代呢，我们有极大的需要，我们需要帮助，因为他是个狡猾的敌人。Therefore,
verse 13 says, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore.
这个因此在第13节所说，所以你们要拿起神的全副军装，好在邪恶的日子抵挡仇敌，并且完成这一切之后站立。
So that's interesting. In verse 12, we're told, verse 11, we're told to stand. And then in verse 13, we're told to stand. And in verse 14, we're told to stand.
所以这里呢，就是非常有意思的。在第11节里呢，就是我们被告知呢，我们要站立得住；第13节呢，我们还是被告知要站立得住；第14节呢，我们又被告知要站立得住。
And in verse 13, we're also told to withstand.
因为就是说，在第13节的同样呢，我们也被告知呢，要立得住，站立得住。
So, putting it all together, that's four times we're told that we should stand against the devil and against his wily activity.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是啊，把这一切放在一起，我们被4次告知，我们在那个针对抗那个魔鬼的势力时候要站立得住。
Now, it's interesting that it doesn't say fight, 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 fight. It says stand, 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 stand.
非常有意思呢，它并没有说呢战斗，战斗，战斗，而是说的呢要站立，站立，站立。
And frankly, it's easier to stand than it is to fight.
其实坦率地说呢，那个就是说是站立要比那个去战斗要容易得多。
And you'll remember in the Old Testament, there are stories when the armies of God didn't have to fight, but they did have to stand.
所以你们大家也记得呢，在旧约里有很多这样的故事。那么说呢，神的军队呢，当时呢都不用去战斗，只要站立在那里就可以了。
You'll remember Gideon's 300 soldiers. They had to go against the Midianites. They didn't have to fight. They just had to stand there, blow their trumpets, and stand.
大家记得那个基甸的那个300战士呢，他们要去打那个菲利斯坦人的时候呢，他们不用去打仗，他们只要站立在那里，站立得住，然后呢，吹号角就可以了。
There was a day when Jehoshaphat's whole army didn't have to fight. They just had to stand, and the Lord defeated the enemy.
有一段时间的那个约瑟法，他要去打敌，跟敌人打仗的时候呢，他呢不用就是去打，只要站立在那里，主呢打败了他们的敌人。
So the first things that the Christian has to do, he's got to be able to stand. The devil says, do this, do that. And the Christian says, no, I'm just going to stand against that.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是首先呢，基督徒要做的一件事情就是要站立。那魔鬼说呢，你去做这，你去做那。基督徒说呢，不，我们要站立得住，我们要反对去做那些事情。
Now, sometimes following the standing, there's a necessity to fight, but certainly not all the time.
所以呢，就是说是有时候站在那里的时候呢，就是说是有时候也要去战斗，但是那肯定不是说在所有的时间都要战斗。
So the instructions here are, this is what you have to do to stand against the enemy of God.
所以这里面呢，就是说是下面的就是一件事，这些事情你们要去做的，去那个反对那个神的敌人，要站立得住。
And I think there are eight things that the Lord expects us to do in order to stand effectively against the evil that's around us.
因为我就是知道呢，大概有8件事情，神呢，他要我们呢，就是说是在我们针对敌人的战斗的过程中要站立得住。
The first one is in verse number 14. It says, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth.
第一件事情在第14节里说，所以要站稳，那用真理束腰，穿上公义的护心镜。
The picture here is of the armor of God. And when you're standing against an enemy, when he's shooting things at you, you need to have good protection.
你这里面讲到的，他讲的是穿上神的军装和盔甲，就是说呢，当你去站在那里跟那个敌人作战的时候呢，你需要一些东西来保护你。
So the first protection that we need then is we need protection for the lower half of our main body.
所以这个里面呢，就是首先呢，我们需要的就是说是要去保护的是我们的整个身体的那个脆弱的部分。And
the protection provided for us is the protection of a cloth or a shield of truth about our waist and below.
所以首先我们要，就是说是我们需要保护呢，我们要穿上呢，就是用真理当做带子来束腰。There
is no substitute, as far as the Christian is concerned, there is no substitute for the knowledge of God, for the truth of God.
所以这里呢，就是从基督徒的角度去看呢，就是说是对于神的真理和神的是，就是说是知识的话，没有其他东西是可以取代的。You
remember when he started arguing against Eve in the garden, the devil began to question the truth of God.
因为就是你知道呢，就是在那个就是说是，也那个伊甸园的时候，他开始引诱古蛇，那个魔鬼引诱夏娃的时候呢，他开始就是质疑神的真理。And
Eve made two mistakes.
所以夏娃呢犯了2个错。Number
one, I don't think she had thoroughly understood the truth of God because she didn't agree with it. She didn't state it absolutely clearly.
因为这个里面呢，就是第一个呢，我认为夏娃呢，她并没有完全理解神的真理，因为当时呢，她说的时候呢，她去并没有清楚的把它说出来，她也没有清楚的理解。
And number two, she didn't insist on the truth of God.
第二个呢，她并没坚持神的真理。
Both are very, very important. You've got to know the truth and you've got to insist on the truth.
因为两样呢都是非常非常重要的。首先呢，你要那个知道；第二个呢，你要坚持。
You only get that truth by studying your Bible diligently and being totally committed to whatever it is it says.
因为唯一的方式呢，就是说是你要非常勤奋的去读你的圣经，然后呢，完全的认可圣经里所说的。
The compromised Christian doesn't stand, he doesn't make it.
对于那些妥协的基督徒呢，他们站立的不，啊，他们不能站立，他们站立不住。
That's very sad.
这个是非常的伤心的。
As most of you know, just by looking at me, I'm getting close to being an old man.
其实当你们都在看我的时候呢，我已经是一个非常年纪大的人了。
I've witnessed many Christians seeking to follow God during my lifetime.
因为我在我的人生里面见证了很多基督徒，他们呢追随神。
But not all of them that started out well are still standing.
但并不是所有的人呢，他们有一个很好的开端，到现在仍然站着。
And many of them fell because they compromised with truth, like Eve did.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是他们很多人跌倒了，是因为他们呢在真理上妥协，就像夏娃做的一样。
So, how is the Christian going to stand? Number one, he's going to know the truth of God and be totally committed to it, come what may, doesn't matter. The truth of God has got to be absolute.
所以这个里面呢，就是那基督徒怎么样站立得住呢？首先呢，他要去认识神的真理，认识神的真理以后呢，他要完完全全的，就是说是去信服神的真理，就不管怎么样，不管在任何情况下，不能妥协神的真理至上。
And then the second thing is that the Christian has got to, at the end of verse 14, he's got to put on the breastplate of righteousness.
第二件基督徒呢要做的事情呢，是在第14节里，基督徒要穿上公义的护心镜。
Now, I don't know much about warfare. By the grace of God, I've never had to join the army.
因为我对战争呢了解不大，了解不多，借着神的恩典呢，我从来没有加入过军队。
But I understand that there are two kinds of breastplates.
但是我理解呢，有两类不同的护心镜。
One is a solid metal, basket, if you like.
所以其中一类就是说是那种软的那个金属盔甲。
You put it on, and it's being like on the inside of a can.
所以呢，就是说是啊，你把它穿上去呢，以后呢，就是说穿在你的里面，就是护着你。
And anything that is shot at it would bounce off.
你任何人呢，射到上，任何东西呢，就是射到上面的时候就会弹回去。
That's one kind of breastplate, the one I think we think about most commonly.
这是其中的一个护心镜，那么说这是其中一个呢，比较普遍的，比较我理解的。
But the other kind of breastplate is an interwoven breastplate.
那另外一类的护心镜呢，它是就是说是那种硬的铸造的。
And it's the kind of a breastplate that many policemen wear today.
就是那今天呢，很多那些就是说是那个警察他们所穿的。
It's a number of wires that are woven into one another. so that nothing can go through. There's a weaving that holds them all together.
他刚才讲的是我犯错了，他是一个那个编织的，以那种不同的绳子把它编织在一起，很强大的，所以呢，它编织在这个时候，你穿着是那个软甲，就是很多没有任何东西可以穿透。And
I believe it's this latter that is suggested to us here.
因为呢，我认为呢，后面这一种呢，是在这一节经文里建议我们要穿上的。
The idea is we have a breastplate made up of righteousnesses.
所以呢，就是这样的，里面那个主意呢，就是说我们有那个公义的这样的护胸巾。
And so in my life, in your life, we do this because God wants it. That's one righteous thread. And we do the next because God wants it. That's two righteous threads.
就是说，在我们的人生中呢，如果神要你在我们做的，我们做的，这就是一个那个一股那个绳子。就是说，如果那另外的一个做呢，就是另外一个公义的绳子。And
then we keep on adding righteous threads in our life until there's an interwoven pattern right across our chest to the point where nothing can get through because our life is filled with righteousnesses.
这个呢，就是说是在我们的人生中呢，我们就不断的增加这样的公义的这样的绳子，而这所有的这样的绳子，它们不断的就是编织在一起，编织在一起足够大的那样能够护住我们的胸的时候呢，这个时候呢，足够的强壮，没有任何东西可以穿透了。
So the question is, how do we fill our lives with righteousnesses so that the devil doesn't get access to our heart?
现在的问题是呢，就是说是在我们的人生里，我们怎样让公义充满我们的人生呢？这样的魔鬼呢，他就不会进入到我们的内心里去。
So let me give you an example from my life as a teenager.
所以我跟大家举个例子，就是说是在我青少年的时候。
My friends used to have parties.
我的朋友们呢，他们通常呢会聚会。
Sometimes they would do things at parties that I shouldn't do.
有时候呢，他们会在那个聚会的时候做一些我本来不应该去做的事情。
And I often thought that if I went along to their party, I might do something that would be wrong.
所以我通常去想呢，如果我去参加他们的聚会的时候呢，我可能会做一些错事。
But fortunately, most of their parties were held on a Friday night.
所以呢，就是说是幸运的是呢，他们呢，大多数那些聚会呢，都是在星期五的晚上举行。
And so periodically, when I was invited to go to the party, I had to say, no, I can't go.
所以呢，通常呢，我被邀请参加那聚会的时候呢，我必须跟他们说呢，不，我不能去。
And the reason was that we held meetings at the chapel on Friday night, and we used to tell children about the Lord Jesus.
所以呢，理由呢，是因为我们通常呢，星期五的晚上呢，在教会呢，我们有那个圣经学习，我们通常呢，去教那个孩子们主耶稣基督。
And the workers and I who were at that Friday night children's work, we couldn't go to parties because we couldn't get away from our responsibilities to the children.
就这个里面的那个时候呢，我们教学生的老师还有我们呢，就是说呢，星期五晚上我们去不了那样的参加他们的聚会，因为我们对那些小孩子们要负责任。
So my Friday night activity became a theme of righteousness that protected me from the temptations of the devil that I could have fallen in otherwise.
所以这个里面呢，我在那个星期五的晚上的那样的圣经学习，那就是变成了这样一条线，就是说让我可以去针对那个魔鬼对我的那样的诱惑，让我不去接受他的诱惑，不至于跌倒。
And so since then, I have tried to fill my life with Christian activity in every day something for God, much for God. I say it better for me to be busy doing things for God than to be idle with a hole in my righteousness breastplate where sin could get in. Keep yourself busy for God.
因为然后自从那以后呢，我就开始呢，在我的人生里呢，我就充满了很多的关于那个基督徒的这样的一些活动。然后呢，我想的是呢，就是说，如果我的要让我自己在神的这个工作里变得非常的繁忙的话，那这样呢，这些繁忙的事情呢，就不至于让我闲下来。那么当我忙的时候呢，这样呢，就是对我呢有一个保护，保护让我不去做其他的神不喜欢的事情了。
So then the Christian fills himself with righteousnesses to the effect that he becomes the one who is wearing a bulletproof vest.
因为基督徒呢，他让他的人生里充满了就是这样的公义，公义呢这样呢，从某种程度上呢，这个公义呢，最终呢，就是变成了我们基督徒的那样的防弹衣。
So, what have we got now? We're going to stand for Jesus. We've got our lower part of our body covered with truth and our upper part of our body covered with righteousness. And if that's the case, the devil can't get through to our main body.
所以这个里面呢，现在我们得到了什么呢？我们作为基督徒来说呢，我们有这样的对我们下半身的这样的一个保护，就是穿上这样公义，以这个真理做束腰。然后我们上面呢，就是上身呢也有，就是说是啊那个神的保护，就是做护胸镜。那么说魔鬼呢，他就进入不了我们里面。So
what do we do to protect the feet?
那么说呢，我们对我们的脚要有什么来保护呢？
And the answer is our feet are covered, verse number 15, our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
那就是在第15节呢，告诉我们要用平安的福音当做预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
So the Christian puts his shoes on.
那基督徒呢，把鞋穿上。
But they're not just ordinary shoes, they are bulletproof boots.
但是它不是那个，就是普通的鞋子，它们是防弹的靴子。
What kind of bulletproof boots are they?
它是怎么样的防弹靴子呢？
Well, they're the bulletproof boots that basically say, whenever you're asked, whatever the opportunity, you keep telling people about the Lord Jesus Christ and the gospel of peace.
这个里面呢，就是讲到的这个防弹的这个靴子，那就是不管你走到哪里，你都是要继续跟别人传我们主耶稣基督的福音，也要去跟他们讲那真理的平安。
And wherever you go, the Lord will protect you.
你不管你去到哪里呢，主会保护你的。
He'll protect your feet. You keep telling people about Jesus, and the consequence is the devil will flee away.
因为他也会保护你的脚，你一直去告诉别人关于我们的主耶稣基督，结果是什么呢？那魔鬼就会逃离你。
Okay, so here are now three of the elements of our protection, of our armor against the wiles of the devil. Number one, truth in our lower trunk, righteousness on the upper, and gospel, teaching people, telling people about Jesus on our feet.
这个里面呢，就是说现在我们有三种那个保护我们的，就是这样的军装盔甲。就是这个里面呢，就是说是我们可以借用这些去抵挡魔鬼的诡计。那么中间呢，最后第三样呢，就是说是我们要用，就是传福音的，用平安的福音当做预备走路的鞋穿上。
So number four now, verse 16 says, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one.
第十六节说呢，此外又拿着信德当作盾牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。
So the devil starts shooting at you. He sends his darts. You hold up the shield of faith and you say, no, I won't do that. Jesus said, if I do this, he'll bless me. But if I do that, I won't be blessed. I will obey Jesus. And it's the faith that keeps the darts from coming through. They'll be shot, but they hit the seal all the time and they don't hit the bottom.
因为那个魔鬼呢，他不断的向你射箭，射箭是火箭的话呢，这个时候呢，你就要拿起那个信心的盾牌，进行盾牌抵挡那个魔鬼射来的这样的箭。你就说呢，我相信主耶稣基督，主耶稣基督告诉我，那就是说是要做这样的事情，他会赐福我们。我要做那样的事情就不行。所以呢，我要一直就遵照主耶稣基督所说的话去做，那魔鬼不断向你射来的这样的。
火箭呢，你就会抵挡得住。所以你们大家也都记得，那是主耶稣基督为自己就是保护自己的方式。You remember after his baptism, the Lord Jesus was tempted of the devil for 40 days and 40 nights.
你们大家也记得，在主耶稣基督受洗以后呢，他呢就是在旷野里受那个魔鬼试探40天40夜。You
remember we were told about three of those temptations.
所以你们大家记得呢，我们中间呢，他被有三样的诱惑在里面。In
each case, the devil shot an arrow at Jesus and told him what he could do.
所以呢，就是说是那个在每一个里面呢，就是那个魔鬼呢，向主耶稣基督呢去射出去一支箭，就是告诉他应该做什么。And
the Lord Jesus answered with a verse from Scripture saying, I believe God rather than you, devil.
所以呢，主耶稣基督呢，他呢引用了圣经，他说呢，我相信神，而不是相信你魔鬼。
All right, that's verse number 16. Verse number 17 outlines the fifth and sixth of these defenses. Verse 17 says, take the helmet of salvation.
这个里面呢，刚才讲的16节，那么第17节呢，讲的呢第五样和第六样盔甲。第一样呢，就是说是并戴上救恩的头盔。
Has the Lord saved you?
主耶稣基督救了你吗？
Yes, then you're no longer lost, you're saved.
所以是的，那么说呢，你不再是世上的，你得救了。
And because of that, you don't think the way you used to think.
因为这样呢，你不像过去的思想那样去思考。
You're thinking now all about what Jesus has done for you and is doing for you and will do for you.
因为你所有的想的呢，主耶稣基督已经在你身上做的工作，他也现在在你身上做的工作和将来要在你身上做的工作。And
you marvel at that new salvation, and it completely transforms your life. You are thinking about his salvation by the grace of God in your new life. Totally different.
所以呢，就是说呢，你就是说是非常的惊奇，主耶稣基督呢，他呢用这样的救恩呢改变了你的人生。那么说呢，你现在有了一个崭新的人生，是完全不同的人生。你一直在思考着他的救恩。So
the Apostle Paul tells us that we have the responsibility to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Put on the helmet of salvation. Don't think like you used to think. Think like God thinks.
因为使徒保罗告诉我们呢，就是说是我们要呢，就是说是变得那个刚强的，通过呢，就是说是让我们更新我们的思想。那个过去呢，因为我们的思想被完全改变了，不要像过去那样思考，要像那个神需要你那样的去思考。
And these five things then are going to keep you. They're going to preserve you. They're going to enable you to stand in the evil day. The devil would be throwing all things at you, but they won't get through because these five are working for you.
这件事情，这五样的事情呢，就是说是他会保护你，保护你呢，就是说是那么说魔鬼呢，他不断的会向你射箭，不断的会向攻击你，但是因为有这五样的盔甲保护你呢，所以那个魔鬼呢，他不能伤害到你。
Now, number six is, as the soldier has not only the protective armor, but he has the shield of faith in the left hand, and he has his sword in the right hand.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是啊，现在呢，我们就有所有的盔甲保护我们，但是呢，就是说是信徒呢，现在呢，他有他的那个左手里面拿着剑鞘，右手拿着那个剑，就是神的话。
And so this sword of the Spirit, verse 17, is the word of God.
所以呢，这个里面的就是说是第七件事情拿着呢，就是圣灵的剑。
So the Christian takes the Bible, and in all the challenges of life, in all the opposition that the devil can put on him, he returns with the Spirit of God, and he says, this is what the Bible says. This is what the Bible says. This is what the Bible says. And that way the evil one is turned back.
在这个里面呢，就是现在基督徒呢，他们拿着神的，就是拿着圣灵的宝剑，那就是神的话。神的话呢，就是圣经。圣经呢，那么说，当魔鬼呢攻击我们的时候呢，我们不仅仅说是要保，我们拿着我们的盔甲保护，我们同样拿着圣灵的剑，就是神的道。说这是圣灵，圣经说的，这是圣经说的，这是圣经说的，那魔鬼呢就会逃掉。
So those are the six things that the man, the woman of God does in order to stand in the evil day.
这是六样的东西，属神的，就是男的、女的，他们在那个邪恶的时代要站立得住的。
But is that all?
但这个是所有的吗？
And I think verse 18 would say no, there are two other things that we must do.
所以呢，我认为第十八节说呢，不，那还有两样事情呢，我们要做。
It says we should be praying always.
所以这个时候呢，就是说是我们要随时用，随时到多方的祷告祈求。
We should be praying always with all prayer and supplication. The Christian doesn't stand alone. He prays and prays, and it's the strength of the Lord working through prayer in his life that keeps him.
所以呢，我们就是基督徒呢，他并不孤单。我们随时要用各种方式在圣灵里祷告、祈求，并且彼此，就是说我们基督徒呢，一直都在聚在一起祷告。
It's interesting when you look at prayer, you usually get a qualifying word like always.
所以呢，就是说是这非常有意思。当你祷告的时候呢，就看到关于祷告的事情呢，里面通常呢就是出现一个词，就是总是要常常的。
The Christian doesn't pray sometimes.
基督徒并不是说是有些时候祷告。
The Christian keeps on praying all the time.
所以基督徒呢，在所有的时间都要祷告。
I guess it's true, the Christian prays about everything.
我认为这也是那个就是真的，就是基督徒为每一件事情都祷告。
Now, in my life, I have not always done that. I've basically said, sometimes I've got to pray about a thing, but I don't pray about enough things.
其实在我的人生也并没有完全做到这一点，就是说呢，有时候呢，我说我要为一些事情祷告，但是呢，我并没有去做足够的祷告为每一件事情。
You may be naturally like me, but don't be like that. Train yourself, force yourself to pray about everything.
因为就是说是啊，你有可能呢就自然而然像我这样，但是呢就是不要像这样，你要去训练自己，要保持你自己，让你自己为每件事情祷告。
Now there are two kinds of prayer that a Christian involves himself in.
因为有两类的祷告呢，基督徒呢通常呢会进行的。
One is his own private prayer.
其中一个呢，就是他自己私下的祷告。
Nobody's watching, just you and the Lord. Maybe it's just a momentary flash, Lord, help me now. Maybe it's a long time when you're on your knees saying, Lord, would you please help me? I need your help.
所以呢，有时候呢，也许呢，就是说是，就只有你和主之间，这个你私下祷告说，可能呢，有时候就是一闪念的时候，主呢，求您呢帮助我，然后呢，有时候呢，可能就是说很长的时间，你要跪在地下向主祷告，你说主啊，我真的有这样极大的需求，求您呢帮助我。
Private prayer is most important.
所以私下的祷告呢是非常重要的。
But public prayer is important as well.
但是呢，就是说公开的祷告，同样的也是重要的。
And so when the Lord Jesus Christ was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he took Peter and James and John and said to them in particular, please pray with me.
因为当主耶稣基督在克西马西林园的时候呢，他特别的对那个彼得、约翰和雅各说呢，你们要保持为我祷告。
So go to the prayer meetings. If there's a prayer meeting in your assembly, make sure you're there. You go and pray with the saints. That's the only way the saints are going to stand, the only way you're going to stand.
因为就是说是一直要去参加祷告会，所以呢，如果说在你的当地的教会里有祷告会，那确保呢你要去参加这样的祷告会。祷告会呢，这就是因为呢你要和圣徒们一起祷告，你需要圣徒们的帮助，圣徒也需要你的帮助，这是唯一的方式，你可以站立得住，其他的人呢也站立得住。
But not only that, but when you're in a difficult situation, get somebody else to pray with you. Say, listen, I've got a problem. Would you just pray with me now? I want to solve this problem. You pray with them right then and there.
所以同样也是，当你在人生中呢碰到困境的时候，那你请求其他的人，你为你来祷告。你说呢？我现在我有问题，那我有一些困境，求您呢和我一起祷告，你为我祷告。所以呢，你们有时候别人需要祷告的时候呢，你也要去帮别人祷告。
But verse 18 doesn't stop with praying.
但是第18节呢，并没有停在祷告上。
It says we are to be praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
18节说，随时用各种方式在圣灵里祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
So the Christian is both praying and watching for answers.
所以呢，基督徒呢，他同样呢在祷告，也要就是说是等待着那个答案。
Why is it important for us to be watching for answers to our prayers?
所以呢，为什么说是我们要去说是去就是去等待主给我们的应允呢？这个是为什么重要的？
Well, the answer is so that we can be encouraged to pray more.
The 答案是呢，我们这样的受到鼓励，我们就会更多的祷告。
On Tuesday, we were studying Psalm 116, which says, I love the Lord because he has heard my prayers.
因为我们在星期二的时候呢，我们在学习那诗篇116篇，他说呢，我爱耶和华，因为耶和华听我的祷告。
So don't forget to pray, but don't forget to remember your prayers so that when they are fulfilled, you can say, Hallelujah, thank you, Lord.
因为不要忘记去祷告呢，就是不要忘记你祷告过的事情。这样呢，就是当那个主呢应允了你的祷告的时候呢，你就会说呢，哈利路亚。
There's a little prayer meeting that a number of us have. Every Saturday morning.
因为就是有一个祷告会，有很多的人呢，我们的就是说是每个星期六早上一起祷告。
There's only three or four of us, sometimes five, who meet at that time to pray.
所以呢，只有三四个人，有时候呢五六个人，他们聚在一起呢，在那个时间一起祷告。
But in that prayer meeting in particular, there is one woman that I pray for often.
所以呢，就是在那个特别的那个祷告会上呢，我通常呢为一个女的祷告。
She knows about the truth of God, but she turned away from it probably 30 or 40 years ago.
她呢其实认识神的真理，但是呢她却转离了神的真理，大概约呢是30、40年之前。
And in recent years, just in the last 2 or 3 years, I've been praying for her very, very often on a Saturday morning.
就在近几年呢，大概在过去的3、4年里呢，我非常通来，我就非常非常的就是总是为这个人祷告。
This morning, one of the men at the prayer meeting said to me, Harold, you'll be happy to know God is beginning to work in that woman's heart.
因为在参加我们这个祷告会的一个人呢，他就告诉我说：“Harold，你可能会很高兴的知道，那个神已经在那个女的人生里做工了。
What did I say?
”那我怎么说呢？
I said, Praise the Lord.
我说赞美主。
I said, Thank you, Lord.
我说感谢您的主。
And then I said to myself, Harold, don't stop praying for her and don't stop praying for all the other people that you're praying for.
然后呢，我就自己说：“Harold，不要停止为那个女的祷告，也不要停止为其他的人祷告。
Praying is important, but watching in prayer is really important because it encourages you to keep on praying.
”所以呢，祷告呢也是非常重要的，但是你去观察、注意你的祷告呢也是非常重要的，因为这个呢，它会鼓励你继续去祷告。
So then there's a sense that we pray in order that we might stand firm for God and the armor that he has given us be on us in such a way that we don't fall. That's prayer number one.
因此呢，我们就要去祷告。祷告呢，就是说是让我们在神里站立得住，站立得稳。那么说呢，我们就是说是要神赐给我们的全副的这样的军装和盔甲，保护我们，让我们不至于跌倒。
But the end of chapter 18 now says that we are to pray with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
因为这个里面第18节结尾说，并要在此警醒，为众圣徒祈求。
So when you pray, you start listing lots of names. You list the names of the saints that you're praying for.
当你祷告的时候呢，你要列出那很多的名字，你要把那些圣徒的名字，你要为他们祷告的圣徒的名字列出来。
Sometimes people come to me and they say, Harold, I just want you to know I am praying for you.
有时候呢，有些人呢来到我面前呢，跟我说：“那孩儿的，我只是想让你知道我在为你祷告。
Well, that's wonderful. Now, what you should do is make sure that you're praying for them and for all the others. Lots of saints to pray for.
”你这个是非常奇妙的，所以呢，也要确保你也为他祷告，也要为其他的很多的圣徒祷告，因为众圣徒都需要我们的祷告。
Who all should we pray for?
我们同样的为谁祷告呢？
All the saints.
众圣徒。
It's interesting as you read through the epistles of Paul. Paul says to the Ephesians, I'm praying for you.
这个非常有意思，是当你呢读那个使徒保罗的书信的时候呢，使徒保罗总是说呢，他当时在以弗所里说呢，我为你们祷告。
Paul says to the Colossians, I'm praying for you.
那使徒保罗对哥罗西的人说呢，我也为你们祷告。
Paul says to the other Christians, I'm praying for you too.
意思就是使徒保罗对其他的那些基督徒们说呢，我也为你们祷告。
I think Paul had a lot of people on his prayer list.
我认为使徒保罗在他的祷告列表上有很多的名字。
And so he prayed for them by name, by assembly, He prayed over and over regularly for them.
因为他们为他们的人祷告，为他们的教会祷告，所以呢，他一直不断的为很多的人祷告。
Now again, if you're praying for people regularly, you will be stronger and able to stand against the wiles of the devil yourself.
再一次呢，就说呢，如果你为其他的人祷告，然后经常的为其他人祷告的话呢，你同样呢也能在魔鬼的诡计面前站立得住。So
what do you pray for?
那么你为什么祷告呢？
Verse 19 says, "You pray for me, that utterance may be given me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel."
这就是说，你为我祷告，使我得着口才，能放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。Well,
there are some people that you know they're pretty weak, and you say, "I got to pray for him. He might even fall. He's not strong. I've got to pray for him."
有些人呢，他非常的软弱，你就说呢，我应该为他祷告，因为呢，他比较软弱，他有可能跌倒，所以我要为他祷告。But
we got to pray for the strong too.
我们同样为那些强大的基督徒祷告。Did
the Apostle Paul need the prayers of those around him?
所以使徒保罗需不需要他周围的人为他祷告呢？
And the answer is yes.
答案是是的。Did
the Lord Jesus need the prayers of Peter and James and John in the Garden of Gethsemane?
所以呢，在那个科西玛西名园的时候呢，我们的主耶稣基督他需要那个约翰、雅各还有彼得的祷告吗？
And the answer is yes.
答案是也是是的。Some
people say, "I don't have to go to the prayer meeting."
也就是说呢，我没有必要去参加祷告会。
But how are you going to pray for the men and women of God who need prayer if you're not there when they're being prayed for?
那么说呢，你怎样去为那个神的子民祷告呢？如果他们需要祷告的时候，他们在祷告会的时候为他们祷告的时候，你怎么知道他们需要祷告呢？
How is a man like Paul going to be effective in the work of God? Answer, many people are praying for him.
所以呢，像使徒保罗这样的人，为什么能够那个有效的去做神的工呢？是因为很多很多的人为他祷告。And
I'm reminded of a story probably told you before, but it's a good story on this subject.
所以呢，我跟大家讲过这样的，有可能以前跟大家讲过这样一个故事。那么说呢，我今天再要讲呢，因为在这个主题下讲呢是比较合适的。Frank
Haggerty was a outstanding missionary to Bolivia.
所以Frank Haggerty他是一个杰出的去到玻利维亚的一个宣教士。In
the last years of his life, he fellowshipped with us at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
在他人生最后的几年呢，他一直来到我们第16节福音教会，在我们这里参加堂去。He
told us this story. He said one day, he was riding a horse across a river in Bolivia to preach the gospel to people on the other side.
他在跟我们讲的这样一个故事，就是有一次呢，他在玻利维亚的时候呢，他骑马穿过一条河，就是说呢，为以便去为河对岸的人传福音。The
horse wasn't as strong as he had hoped, and the river was stronger than he had hoped.
所以呢，那个马呢，并没有他呢想象的那么强壮，那么河流呢，也比他呢想象的要湍急得多。The
result was that as he was going to go across the river, the river drove him down towards the falls here, and if the Lord hadn't helped him, he would have gone over the falls.
所以这个现在故事里面是，当他穿过那条河里的时候呢，那个河流的那个水，河水把它冲，一直冲到一个叫做瀑布那里去。如果说那主当时没有帮助他呢，他就会掉到那个瀑布下面去。
So as he was crossing the river, he was praying, praying, praying that the horse would get across before they hit the falls.
所以呢，当他呢穿过那个河的时候呢，一直祷告，一直祷告，在那个他们呢，就是说是掉到那个瀑布下之前就能够到达对岸。By
the grace of God, he did get across. He thanked the Lord for answering his prayers.
也就是神的恩典呢，他确实穿过了那条河，所以呢，他呢就是说，就是感谢主呢，听了他的祷告。
A few weeks later, he got a letter from Scotland.
因为呢，几个月之后呢，他从苏格兰得到了一封信，几天之后。
And in the letter, the words were that by the grace of God, they had had a prayer meeting in Scotland at exactly the same time he was crossing the river.
所以呢，就是说是那个信里告诉他呢，就是说是啊，当他呢穿过那条河流的时候呢，在那个就是说是恰恰穿过河的那个准确的时间，在苏格兰有一个祷告会，在为他祷告。And
the man who sent the letter said it was very strange that particular night everybody who prayed in the prayer meeting prayed for you, for Frank Haggerty, and for safety, and for his blessing.
在这个里面，他说呢，有一件事情呢比较奇怪的是呢，就是大家在那个祷告会里，每一个人都为那个Frank Haggerty祷告，为了他的安全，为了神赐福给他，都在为他祷告。
So the Lord was very gracious.
这主呢是非常有恩典的。
The Lord answers prayer.
这主呢来回应我们的祷告。
And the Lord answers prayer, the prayer of the saints for the men of God like Paul and like Frank Haggerty.
因为主呢回应的呢，就是说是神的子民祷告，就像使徒保罗这样的人，像那个Frank Haggerty这样的人。
All right, well now, carrying on in verse 20, Paul says, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak.
第二十节说呢，我为这福音的奥秘做了带锁链的使者，使便使我照着当今的本分放胆讲论。Why
would you pray for Paul?
为什么要为使徒保罗祷告？
Well, Paul didn't have the opportunity to go onto the street corner or to the assembly to preach anymore. He was in prison.
因为那使徒保罗也不再有这样的机会呢，去到街角去传福音，去到那个其他的教会传福音。因为当时呢，他已经被关在监狱里了。
So he needed special prayer in order to know precisely how and what to do in order to preach, because he couldn't preach in a normal way anymore.
现在需要特别的祷告，祷告呢，他是怎样去那个讲道，怎样去传福音，怎么？因为他不能像过去传福音的那样的方式再去传福音了。
Now, it's true, many of us don't have the opportunity to preach the way Paul would like to have preached.
因为这个也是个事实，我们很多人呢都有那样一个，就是说那个使徒保罗想要去传道的那种方式去传道。So
we pray that each of us will have the ability to say something for the Lord in a way that the blessing of God will be from us.
所以呢，我们也祷告呢，每一个人呢都可以说点什么，说点什么呢？这样呢，就是说主让我们去说的，这样呢，我们可以跟其他的人带来神的祝福。
Now, the interesting thing is that Paul didn't just have a responsibility toward the saints in Philippi, sorry, in Ephesians, in Ephesus.
因为这里非常有意思的呢，使徒保罗他并不仅仅只是说是对那个以弗所的那些圣徒们负责。He
loved them very much, and he wanted the blessing of God upon them. So, though he was in prison, what he does is he says, I'm going to send Tychicus to you.
这个里面呢，他呢非常的爱以弗所的圣徒们呢，他也非常关心他们。就算他在监狱里，所以呢，他跟他说呢，我要把推基古呢派到你们那里去。
So he says, verse 21, that you may also know my affairs and how I'm doing. Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, will make all things known to you.
所以在21说呢。今有所亲爱、忠心死咐主的兄弟推己姑，他要把我的事情并我的景况如何全告诉你们，叫你们知道。
Paul is basically saying, I respect you. I love you. I want you to know how I'm doing. So I'm going to send Tychicus to you to tell you. If I could come myself, I would, but I can't. I'm going to send Tychicus. He'll tell you what's happening to me.
所以那使徒保罗说呢，我尊重你们，我也爱你们，所以呢，我想要你们知道我现在的情况是什么样子的。就是说呢，所以呢，如果我自己能够亲自去，我会去告诉你们我现在的情况。但是呢，我现在不能去，所以我要把推基古呢派到你们那里去，告诉你们我的情况。
Verse 22 says, Whom I've sent to you for this very purpose, that you may know our affairs and that he may comfort your hearts.
第二就是说我特意打发他到你们那里去，好叫你们知道我的光景，又叫他安慰你们的心。
So he's sending Tychicus to them to help them.
所以呢，他派那个推基古去他们那里去帮助他们。
Well, good for him. Praise the Lord.
这对他来说是好事，那个感谢赞美主。
So, there's a person. What's there? There's a friendship between Paul and the Philippians, which is wonderful.
所以当时呢，就是说是使徒保罗呢和那个以弗所的那些人之间有一个友谊是非常美好的。
Make sure that you have a good friendship with Christians and with the men of God.
所以确保呢，你和基督徒呢和属神的人之间呢有那种就是非常好的友谊。
And now, generalizations to conclude. He says, verse 23, Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后呢，他呢做了一个总的结论，第23节说呢，愿平安、仁爱、信心从父神和主耶稣基督归于弟兄们。
That's what Paul wants for all the Christians.
这就是保罗想要呢所有的基督徒得到的。
The theme is carried on in verse 24. It says, Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity.
所以那个主题呢，继续在24节，你说呢？愿所有以真诚爱我们主耶稣基督的人都蒙恩典。
So sometimes when we pray, we pray specifically about a particular person and a particular situation.
所以呢，有时候呢，我们祷告呢，我们为一些特别的人祷告，也为一些他们所处的特别的情况祷告。
Other times, like Paul, we pray in far more general terms.
所以其他的一些时间呢，就像使徒保罗一样，我们做一个非常的广泛的祷告。
Sometimes you might pray for all the Christians in Africa who are suffering at this time.
所以有时候呢，你会为所有在非洲的基督徒们祷告，因为他们在这个时候在受苦。
You don't know maybe any of the details of any of the people or the circumstances. You've just heard that many Christians are suffering in Africa today.
你不认识其中的呢任何，你也不知道他们其中的任何的情况。但是呢，你却知道呢，所有的很多的在基督徒的在非洲的这些基督徒们，他们现在在受苦受难。
So it's good for you to pray for them.
所以呢，你为他们呢就是祷告是有好处的。
But the opposite is also true.
但是呢，反面同样也是。
There are probably some in Africa who are praying for the saints in North America, in Canada. Praise the Lord, they're praying for us. We pray for them.
就反过来呢，同样的，在那个非洲呢，也有那些圣徒们呢，他们为我们在加拿大的基督徒们在祷告，所以呢，我们感谢他们，感谢他们为我们祷告。
And so we can boldly say to all Christians, God loves you and we love you.
所以我们可以大胆的对所有的基督徒说呢，就是说神爱你们，我们也爱你们。
All right, well, that's pretty much the end of the book of Ephesians. Next Saturday, we're going to look at the book of Philippians.
那这就是我们以弗所书的全部。下个星期六呢的晚上呢，或者今天早上，我们要讲的是那个腓立比书。
So the Lord bless us all. Thank you for being with us this evening.
地主呢赐福给我们所有的人，感谢你们今天晚上加入我们。
We look forward to seeing you next week.
我们期待着下个星期再次见到你们。
And in the meantime, let's pray.
在现在呢，我们来祷告。
Lord, we do thank you for your goodness to us.
所以主啊，我们感谢您对我们的良善。
We thank you for writing this letter to the Ephesians so that we can understand your ways.
感谢您呢，就是说是把这封书信呢写给以弗所的信徒们，所以这样呢，我们可以理解您的道。
And Lord, like the Ephesians, we want to grow so that we can understand you well and be part of your assembly and have strong outreach. But especially to be able to stand in the difficult days we live in.
这种啊，就像那个以弗所的这些圣徒一样呢，我们也要像他们，就是更多的去理解您，更多的去知道您的真理，更多的去在知道在教会里怎样的去生活。也同样呢，我们需要在这样的一些困难的时刻呢，我们要需要神的真理站立得住。
So, Lord, bless each one of us, we pray, and bless those we love through us, we ask in Jesus' name.
因为主要求你赐福给我们所有的人，也赐福给那些通过我们去赐福那些我们所爱的人。我们的祷告和感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 So, thank you all this evening. May the Lord bless you and bless us all.